For today's In Touch, we're joined by Pam Holes, naturalist at Mar Park, to discuss camping there at the park, their summer camps, and also a new addition to the Conservation Education Center.
Pam, we always appreciate you joining us to discuss what's going on over there at Mar Park. First off, camping season isn't over yet, but how's it gone so far?
Excellent, actually. Our annual report, our year ended on June 30th, showed we had an increase in $10,000 in camping revenues the last fiscal year.
Can you attribute that to anything?
Well, I think part of it is we've had a whole lot better summer than last year is one of the big factors. I'm not sure because we had a lot more here even over the state fair weekends where we get dropped off. So it's hard to say, but obviously people like coming out here.
Over the past year, have you added anything new, any new construction over there?
We've been very busy here for the last couple years. The biggest project over the past years is we just are finishing up the lodge and small pond renovation. We have that nice gazebo, and I know they had several weddings over there this year. We got a new playground. You know, it looks really nice, and once the rest of the grass grows up, it'll be a really nice area, and once the fisheries bounce back, it'll be really good for fishing.
Do you have more than one pond there?
Yeah, we have the upper pond in front of the lodge, and then we have the mini lake, Thomas Mar Lake, which is the larger one at the Nature Center overlooked. And that's gotten quite a bit of use as well.
And what kind of fishing can people expect from those?
Well, mostly pan for one, bass and bluegill, but you could also fish for catfish. There were several times this summer that the catfish were biting like crazy.
Interesting. You stay busy during the summer. You have camps for children. How did those go?
They went really well. I've had the best summer I've had in years. We had a lot of fun doing the camps. It was a good berry year, so the kids got quite a lot to munch on in the wild. We had best weather we've had in ages. I didn't have to modify much because of weather. That's really weird.
Well, and they cover just a wide range of topics.
Yes, usually I alternate themes on what we did. We study different animal groups for the younger set, the food chain for the middle, and then the last one, we worked on survival skills to survive a zombie apocalypse. That was a new one. It was really fun.
How did you even plan something like that?
I was just listening to chatter across the state and what other naturalists were doing, and I was thinking, hey, you know, that sounded like fun. So it worked out really well. I was very impressed with how it went. We had a very full camp that week, and we discovered a lot of things.
Did someone perform as a zombie during this camp?
Well, we had different games where we role-played, not quite to a huge extent. It was more focused on the survival skills.
And those, I'm sure, can apply not only during a zombie apocalypse, but other situations
yes,
as well?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. You guys let us know a few weeks ago that you have a new addition over there, a snake at the Education Center.
Right. Unfortunately, Deb, our Baird's rat snake that we've had for about 6 years, passed on early on in August. And, you know, we knew that she had been getting old the last couple of years, so it didn't really come as a surprise. But we have discovered that having two snakes works well for our educational program. So the fisheries biologist brought in some snakes and other reptiles and amphibians for a program, and the fox snake he brought laid eggs. So we know it's a she. So right now we have the fox snake, the mom, on display. We haven't been handling much because she still is not quite used to being on display, but we're hoping that the eggs hatch and we can use one of the babies and train them, which will be a better situation than using a wild snake, wild-caught snake anyway.
And how often do you use live animals during these education classes?
Actually, quite a bit. So I wanted to see how much Deb was used, and I figured in the 8 years that I've used her, she's only been here for six, but I've used her for 2 years before that, she probably saw 15,000 people. So I bring them out to classrooms several times a year, and a lot of people come into the Nature Center to see and hold the snakes. There was a group here on Sunday, a church group, and the kids there, they wanted the snakes out. We brought the corn snake out, George, for them. As I said, the fox snake is still not to that point where it's out on a regular basis, just not adapted yet.
Are these snakes native to Iowa?
The corn snake is a very popular pet snake, and we wanted to move more to native snakes anyway, so that this was just the natural life cycle of things.
That was my conversation with Mar Park naturalist Pam Holtz. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.